Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Look how juicy this turkey is for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Just look at the juice coming out of this bird, and we will throw in a ham for you. We certainly will, and this will feed a family of 12.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
If we had a soundtrack for today, what would it be? Let's think of a song.
I need my roots done.
Nope, that's not it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the pregame, and we're going to start recording the things that happened prior to getting on because I am not tech savvy. Poor Erin had issues with her computer today. Always something, but you know what? We get through it. We look at
sure
that
do.
Face.
Sure do.
You guys are awesome as always. You send in questions and we are going to answer them. Pregame fun times for all. Here we go. Hawaii rocks. I don't drink, yet restaurant check is split evenly among friends. Ooh, unfair or calm down? It's a great question. I don't think that you should have to pay for drinks if you don't drink. And it depends on the size of the group. Like if the whole group, think about it, cocktails in and of themselves are always like three times the meal. And yeah. If you had a whole group that's like boozing and you have a nacho plate, who says nacho plate? If you have nachos, like, no, I think, and your friend should say like, no, you're only paying for your meal. Who are these friends that don't say this to you?
I run into that with people when we, you know, go away and they have like a family of five and it's just the two of us and, you know, their kids are chowing and all that stuff. So, but I'm also like, no offense to my friends that have the three kids that are chowing, Carson, Harper, Augie, I love you all. It's also like, it's not their fault that they invited the, you know, lame couple and we can't partake and stuff. So, the alcohol thing, I understand. The big old families and just inviting your two friends, I think is a, I don't know. I always feel bad, but I always feel bad about adding the extra tip. I want to add it.
I could go on a whole thing about this anyways, just about splitting checks. And when you get to a certain age, like, why are we splitting it? Like, I should be picking up the
bill
one time and then you should pick up the next. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Once you get to a place in your life where you're financially more secure, I get it if we're in college and like you're living off paycheck to paycheck. But like there comes a point like we're not splitting. And I also feel like a dick if I'm like $25 for me and $25 for you. And no, just pick up the whole
tab. But what if you're splitting like four ways?
It depends on the group. Everything is situational. Like if it's like,
let's say
four couples, we all go out, then you can split it four ways. But even still, then I'm not into that. I think if you can only split it two ways, four is too many. Now we're coming with all the billfolds and the waitress is like, whose is what? No. Either pick
up
the tab. I
love credit card roulette though.
That I can get down on that.
I get down on it. It's great.
Get down on it.
Okay.
That's the name of this podcast.
Get down on it. I'm going to butcher this. Admirat. How would you say that?
Admired? Admired.
Sure. Great.
Cute.
Well, I admire you for writing that. What is a good first date? Mm. I don't know, but that's a good first question.
Yeah.
I, la, 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 la. I love a sports bar, but I'm working, so you can't take me to a sports bar. I don't know. What's a good first date? I don't think a movie's a good first date. Top Golf.
Top Golf's a great first date because you're interacting.
But it could be.
Movie's terrible. I actually went on a date one time. This guy took me to a movie and he started crying in the movie. And I was like, oh my God.
What'd you go see? Turner and Hooch?
No, it was like some documentary on like, and I'm going to be a dick and say like, I don't know, something very emotional. Actually, I know what it was and I'm not going to say it because I will sound like a jackass. It was a sad story of JFK? Something that happened in history. But I was like, we're crying on the first date. This is not for someone like me who is void of feelings. I need you to be strong and mighty on that first date.
Did you kiss him at the end?
Hell no.
Did you go out with him again?
Yeah, I did. But then I was like, yeah. Because, then he took me to Ojai Valley Ranch, which was a nice place to, like, go out. Then I was like, okay, you made up for it with that. But he was lame.
Expensive.
I think you know who that was, but we'll talk about it later. It's not important right now. Okay.
It rhymes first date with?
To answer Levin. I don't think you were, like, in the mix as much then. Anyways, he was a lawyer for someone. Okay, whatever. A real lawyer. Now, what is a good first date to answer the question? I think anything interactive and fun. Top Golf.
Great.
Take me to a concert, I think, is really fun.
That's crazy. Really like you have to be invested.
Crazy?
Well, a concert is like, you're stuck. You're
crazy.
Stuck. If you go to a concert, first of all, that's expensive for a first date. Who are you dating?
Well, we know I was paying for it. That's probably what's going on there. All right. Well,
dinner's fine.
I think anything interactive and anything that is memorable. Dinner is just like, meh, blase. But anywho, Diana Freese, firework fans. Poor Admired is never submitting another question again.
Ever.
Diana Freese, firework fans or no? And how do the dogs handle them? Diana, I love you for asking that question because my dogs, I ship off every 4th of July because I am not good at dealing with them because they hate fireworks. I'm not a big fan of fireworks. I think too many things can go wrong. I'm like worried about like, you know, we know certain people that have had things go wrong. Poor Jason Pierre-Paul. Like I just don't want to like deal with a like fireworks situation. So, and my dogs do not like them. So they stay at their sweet boarder's house during that time because the professionals know how to deal with them. And then I get them back July 5th. How's Howie?
Howie's really good with fireworks. My dogs, my parents used to have, were really like thunder, lightning, fireworks. They were animals, literally. It didn't go well in our house. But Howie's really, really good. I agree with you. I'm not into fireworks. My dad actually had a bad accident when he was growing up. It wasn't fireworks related, but he did in fact injure his hand very badly. So I'm pretty like scared and timid with a lot of things that could cause, you know, physical harm to yourself. So yeah, I just went to my girlfriend's house and it's going to be her last 4th of July. Jackie Quick, Jonathan Quick, Megan Carter, Jeff Carter. Mm-hmm. And I cried the whole time and I watched their kids do fireworks. And I think there was some like song on and I was an emotional wreck. So go USA. I love this question. I can't wait to answer it. Delroy Wilson, did Erin get invited to the Rubin White party? She better have. So Delroy is talking about Michael Rubin, the head of Fanatics. I have a clothing line with Fanatics. I think that we do pretty well with them. I'm grateful for Michael
By
Rubin.
Mm-hmm.
Having us part of his group at Fanatics. But I've been checking my junk mail. I didn't change. I can't get my computer to change or charge. But no, I didn't really get that invite. Now, it kind of seems like the females that were invited were ones that have a lot tighter physique and, you know,
you're stupid.
More Instagram so followers stupid. Than I do. But no, I seems to have.
Maybe you'll get, maybe it's in the computer that's not charged. Maybe that's a separate email.
Yeah,
we'll
check
look
it.
Forward
Let me get
to getting that.
On it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope,
I love it. It did look like a great time. I can't wait for you to not get invited again. So we
I
can
can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Strahan about the party that, you know, he got invited to and I didn't. Cool. Thanks, guys. If you want to buy Wear by EA, go to fanatics.com, you know?
Sarah M. Gibbons, do you get annoyed when stores start emailing or stocking fall merch in July? I don't, Sarah, because I'm also the girl that just got excited that the Hallmark Channel announced that they were having Christmas movies in July. So give me all the holidays all the time. The only time I get annoyed about holiday stocking is if you put out Christmas stuff and I haven't even gotten to Halloween. Like, I need to go through.
Yeah, we had that conversation.
Yep. I need Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Like, let's not leapfrog or, you know, backwards, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Go backwards on the events in life.
What's the Home Shopping Network? Not only does the Hallmark Channel have Christmas in July movies, but HSN, Home Shopping Network, whatever it's called. Last year, I remember being in Montana and watching Christmas in July, like deals that you could get the chocolate covered pretzels. It made me, honestly, if I wasn't doing sports, I would do the weather. And if I couldn't get on the Weather Channel, I would do HGTV. That's okay. I would do Home Shopping Network. I could look how juicy this turkey is for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Just look at the juice coming out of this bird, and we will throw in a ham for you. We certainly will. And this will feed a family of 12. Don't worry, Mama, Papa, Gracie, Angela, Kimmy, they'll all be taken care of. You can have ham one night, turkey the next. I love it. I want to go on.
I got in trouble one time because I stole my mom's credit card out of her purse. I bought the Ronco food dehydrator. I bought the ShamWow thing and the chop deal that you could make like pico de gallo or whatever on or out of. I love the Home Shopping Network. And those women can sell anything to anyone. I'm just like, it's shit that I never would need in my entire life. And I'm like, I don't know how I've lived without it. Those women are some real salesmen.
And the men are too. They sit there and they open up like the cupcake or the cookie to show how like delicate and the morsels
their nails
are
always
melting.
Great. Perfect.
It's fantastic. I think we should petition to be guest hosts on that thing.
There's nothing that I would love more. If you and I got to go on HSN together and sell
love to sell Ware on there because then maybe I would get invited to the white party. Okay. Pagey 1294. I'm getting married in 2 weeks. Any
congratulations.
Advice? Yay.
Congratulations. You go because we know my track record in this category. So you are successful. Your advice, girl.
You know, the biggest thing I regret about my wedding was that I was very big on having candid photos. Like, I have great pictures of you on the dance floor. I have great pictures of like my friends all on the dance floor having a time, doing the shot skis, really good stuff. I didn't get certain groups. Like, I don't have a formal picture with you. I don't have a formal picture with Joe and Troy. I don't have one with Strahan. I don't have one with my management team. I don't have one with my table that I sat with. I just was really big on like, just take everybody. But I would put together a shot list. That's a term from the industry. Shot list of what you would like and who you want photos with.
Have your photographer check it off. Yep. Yeah. And then, but then you have to tell, I would say to the photographer, even if I tell you like, no, I don't want it, force me to do it.
Do
because
it.
If it's like, you're going to regret in the do end. It. And this is why I think the best money you would ever spend is actually the only thing of my two weddings that I liked. A photographer. I had my friend John fly in.
Aww.
But a photographer, that's all you have in the end is pictures. So, and either way, congratulations to you. We can't wait to
and
hear
eat
about it.
Too. Eat.
Eat.
That's it for the pregame, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Full episode Thursday. Back with more.
Love ya. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.